Hey everyone, Jin here. Welcome back to another episode of Gotta Read 'Em All, a Pokemon podcast on Pokemon Adventures. So where we left off last was chapter 19, Blame It on Eevee. And with me, as always, my blue to my red, Otaku Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
So...
I don't know what you want me to say there.
I just didn't think you were going to say it in such a deep voice. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going? I'm talking Mike here.
But obviously, this chapter is us talking about Eevee.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
Who knew we would talk about the little Eevee?
So... I actually read this chapter last night, and I have to say that with what's going on right now, I feel like we're still riding the hype train again from the last chapter, chapter 18.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like it. Like, I really like, when I read it, I really enjoyed it, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't read that many chapters, because we can't get that far away from where we're at. But I was like, let's just read a few, you know, and this was riding off the wave of the last one. I felt like this was a pretty good chapter as well.
So are you getting like hooked again? You haven't read Pokemon or revisited it in quite some time, correct? Like other than what we've been doing here.
Well, I read the last set, like, when we were talking about starting it.
Okay.
Which was, I think it was the two volumes of, like, Heart Gold and Soul Silver, or Omega Red, Alpha Ruby, something like that, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was reading, like, I think I was reading those sets.
Okay.
But no, the main like regular series, no, it's been a while.
Okay, gotcha.
So, but no, we start out this one with Red riding his bike, which I have to say I really enjoy that the last panel of chapter 18 was him running from his Pokemon in his bike, and then we're still on the bike when we get into this town.
Yeah. Way to go for continuity's sake, right?
Right. Instead of it being like, hey, weeks later.
Weeks later, I'm still on this bike.
Fuck. but he's going, and he actually almost runs across one of the Pokemon that I really enjoy, which is Tangela.
Yeah.
Runs out, falls over from his bike, and gets up and is kind of pissed about it and everything. As this wild Tangela is jumping off through the crowd and everything.
Well, that we think it's wild, we don't know. You know?
Hey, buddy, there's a big line of people. I know it's not wild.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
The Tangela runs through... And Red is obviously pissed off because he fell off his bike. He's like, hey, what the deal is going on? Like, what the hell, you know? What's the deal here?
Which, you know, this group kind of looks like a cult group because everybody's, like, carrying stuff walking in a straight line.
Yeah, I think they're giving, like, tribute or something to the character we'll meet in a minute, which is we meet Erica, who we find out is a gym leader. And she's very, very prominent, I think, in this area.
Yeah, she's known as the princess.
Yeah, that's true. And Red is like, oh my god, another gym leader? All right, I got two badges I got from Pewter City and Celadon City. So, or Cerulean City, sorry. Cerulean City. I don't know why I said Celadon. He's like, I need to challenge you.
You said Celadon because we're in Celadon.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Yeah, Celadon is Erica's gym town.
Okay. Is Erica in the the games the next after Brock and Misty? Do you know?
I think so.
Okay, because I couldn't remember.
Because this is always one of the weird parts. I feel like, even though we've already seen Lieutenant Surge, I feel like this is one of the weird parts because you pass by Lieutenant Surge's town because he's not at the gym.
Yeah.
And you go and find Erica and you get her badge. Well, then you have to come back. And I can't remember if we fight Lieutenant Surge fourth or fifth.
Okay.
So it's really, really weird.
You've already also seen Koga as well.
That's true. That's true. But we haven't seen Koga as a
gym leader.
A gym leader yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. Well, and we've also seen who's this the psychic person?
Psychic person was Erica.
No, Erica is the plant person.
Oh God, I don't remember who this psychic person is, honestly.
It's the chick with the long hair and Sabrina. That's what it is.
Okay, Sabrina. Okay.
We've kind of seen Sabrina like one time without knowing who she really is either. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we're getting our sort of lineup of later gym leaders that are actually like assholes.
With glancing through this chapter, I originally thought that Erica was Sabrina in this chapter.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. So I don't remember Erica that well in the game or even in the anime itself.
Well, so the weird thing in this is that right now we're seeing her on the parts that we're looking at being in like a schoolgirl uniform. When she really wears a kimono.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Which or maybe she could be wearing like a kimono or like a long dress. We just see her sitting down, so we can't really see that part.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
But the cult or whatever they are, the onlookers get mad because Red is not bowing down to Erica and paying his respects like he should. And
to receive his apology.
Yeah, to receive his apology.
It's like for everything they want him to bow, and it's like, what the fuck?
Erica's like, look, I'm only gonna fight somebody who is like on my level. So if you want to do something, you're gonna have to go catch a specific Pokemon for me. And
she does the whole thing of to show me that you're worthy of my time. And of my battle at my gym.
Yeah.
Prove it. You have to do something for me. And that is where we get the name of our chapter from. Finding Eevee and knowing where it's going to go from there.
Yeah. And that's what he needs to do. He needs to go capture an Eevee. Who better to help him with than an old friend, we could say.
Professor Oak.
Not Professor Oak, but Bill. Bill,
right?
Who we called Phil for some reason at one point.
That's true.
In one of the podcasts.
Phil!
But Phil shows up.
So here's my other thing with that, though, too. Is because we did try to get a hold of Professor Oak, but he's out somewhere. So I kind of really wonder what's going on with Professor Oak at this current time for him not to be around a phone since he's been there every other time we've called him.
Yeah, true. What is going on with Professor Oak? Little shady, just saying.
Maybe him and Ms. Ketchum are making ash.
We haven't seen Red's mom in this series yet.
No, no, I mean, like, literally, like, Ash's mom.
Oh, okay.
Because they're two different characters, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Brain fart. But Bill shows up, and we find out that Bill flew on the back of a Fearow to get here, which is reference to but Fearow itself in yeah. the chapter where Bill was introduced, I believe, in that chapter.
Yeah.
We find out that Evie's kind of rare to find and seems like not a lot of people know about Evie. It seems to be very much of like you hear of inklings or stories about Evie. Like right. they say Evie can breathe fire or, you know, shoot water or electricity or whatever, you know?
Right, right.
But I like this scene where they're actually trying to find Evie, where they have like the laptop out, the little yeah. little thing in the, they're trying to find Evie.
And they're calling people up and whatnot.
Yeah.
So after we get past this page right here of them calling people and to know that, uh-huh. on the next one where we see Erica shooting a bow.
Yes.
This is what I want to bring up right here. It says, M'lady Erica, I have mm-hmm. to ask, what are you thinking? The Evie mm-hmm. is one of your project's primary objectives. If your plan is exposed through that child, and then Erica mm-hmm. kind of cuts the person off or whatever, but it makes me think that how do these people might not already know this with Bill and Red actually already messaging all these different people on where this Evie could be?
Yeah.
I was kind of like, what? How do project, you not know that?
What project is this? Is she working with Team Rocket, you know?
Right.
Well, on like some special Pokemon project? Is she a member of Team Rocket? Because those are the only people that we know who work on Pokemon.
Right. Well, and then from her Vileplume that attacked, it actually attacked behind the person mm-hmm. that had a Drowsy.
Yeah, I thought this part was kind of cool. We see all like the leaves sticking out.
Yeah, I love the leaves like stuck into.
Yeah, like God, that's gotta hurt. Like, how thick and durable are these leaves that where they stick right. into a Pokemon?
Right, especially coming from a mushroom.
Yeah, and yeah, this this is where we find out that the tall tale of Evie, I guess you could say. And where Bill and Red are looking for these different.
Did you like the Country Bumpkin play on fire?
Yeah, I did.
Fire. I did.
Fire. 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 Sizzle. Fire.
Not far. Fire.
Fire. Yeah. Because remember, Bill has an accent.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill is like a traditional country bumpkin in the series.
But he's really good at technology.
That's true. That's the weird part.
Yeah. But we see Jolteon show up and Flareon, I think, as well. No, Eevee. Yeah, Jolteon shows up and then Jolteon turns into Eevee. And Red has no success at attacking because he's using, obviously, a Krabby. And Krabby is not good against Jolteon.
Right. And then we get this really weird scene because Bill's got this little thing that tells you what the energy is, what energy is coming off of it. And I really like it because every time we see something, it goes through it. And if you remember, the Krabby came from chapter 18, mm-hmm. where he knew that he couldn't use Blue's Pokemon the way that they were. And he caught a Krabby and a Diglett.
Mm-hmm. And Diglett comes up just recently, actually, in this chapter as well. And he gets to use it. But I like this.
The Eevee scene?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I was going to bring up.
Okay. Okay. Good. Okay.
So we have this weird scene where it looks like Eevee is kind of like cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
And half of it is an Eevee and the other half is a Jolteon.
Yes, and if you remember,
it gives you the effect like a changeling, you know.
Yeah, much like a changeling or like some kind of body horror type of thing.
What was What was the character's name in an X-Men? Darwin.
Yeah.
It's so Eevee is like the Darwin of the Pokemon world right now. At least this one is, you know.
Yeah. And then Diglett comes out and fights Vaporeon now and happens to lose at that. And then Vaporeon goes to a Flareon. And now there's like, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to make of this and scenario.
Red throws out Ivysaur for that one.
Yeah, Ivysaur, yeah. And they're like, what? How can this Pokemon have three different elements? Like, what's going on here? Like, this is unheard of to where a Pokemon can do this. This is unheard of that in the Pokemon universe, you know? And right. But they Red finally figures it out. It's something to do with the ears, and he uses Ivysaur to cover Eevee's ears and knocks Eevee out with the solar beam. And we find out that something's happened to where Eevee has a chip on its ear, and this might be what's causing Eevee to basically change back and forth unnaturally in the from the different evolutions. And right. Red kind of puts two and two together, and okay, this isn't no ordinary Eevee, and our friend Erica knows more than she's letting on to tell us, you know. And that's where our chapter ends.
Erica, more than meets the eye. Exactly. So, yeah. Well, so some questions that we should throw out there are, what do you think? Do you think Erica is actually the person that put these chips on Eevee, or is she like the caretaker of Eevee?
I think she's probably the caretaker of Eevee.
And somebody else put the chip?
I think she was a part of the Eevee project, and she was supposed to look over Eevee, and somehow Eevee got away and escaped.
Right.
That's what I feel.
Right. No, and I agree with that. I mean, that's something that I think is a little off about this whole chapter as well, is, you know, Erica does send him to go on this mission, and we know as the audience reading it that there's something else up. But then, you know, if you put yourself in Red's point of view, it's kind of like, well, why is this that way? There's got to be something more and something else that we have to know.
Yeah, which, no, you're right.
This also kind of makes you think too, like, not this chapter, not even in this book. Well, I guess for you, because yours is the omnibus. But like the other technology that we've seen so far, like the
Rhyhorn.
Yeah, like the Rhyhorn, the little syringe of stuff that makes it evolve too fast, you know. Other stuff like that, or
this is very much similar to that, but like a upgraded, refined version.
Right.
Sort of.
Right. And it's the weird thing is with this is the third thing that we've seen for that, because we saw the drug that makes them evolve fast. Mm-hmm. We've seen this chip that makes Eevee be able to swap between the three Kanto evolutions fast.
Yeah.
And we've also seen them making this other Pokemon in a lab that we all know as Mewtwo.
Yeah, true.
So it's really weird seeing all of these different scientific things and who's involved with what. Because now, from what we know on that part with Erica is involved with this. Koga was involved with the drug to super evolve Pokemon. Was Lieutenant Surge a part of this kind of weird triad or whatever going on? For Mewtwo, you know, as far as we know right now.
Yeah. Yeah, true. This, so. this chapter, like, gave me like the feelings and very sympathetic towards Evie, because Evie kept changing back and forth,
right?
And like, what that made me think, like, what kind of effects did that have on Evie itself?
That's true. Well, the other thing I thought of is, even though Red was changing out Pokemon, what if Red had all three Pokemon out at the same time, and any time Evie changed, like, you know, Jolteon, Diglett attack, Flareon, Krabby attack, Vaporeon, Ivysaur attack, what would Evie have taken more damage?
Yeah,
hitting those ones if it had naturally evolved into that, or what's going on with that? Because something else had to have been an accomplishment or whatever with it.
Yeah.
So
true.
But
no, I agree with that. This chapter honestly took me by surprise. Once you brought in the Eevee part, yeah. I was like, okay, like, wow, this turned really, really fast. And into right. a really dark, disturbing scenario, especially if you're like an animal lover, because you could kind of say this is somewhat like animal abuse in a way.
Yeah.
Because you're forcing this upon this animal.
Right. Well, and you then know? You, the other thing is, you think like Red is just going out to find an Eevee, right? Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know anything about that other part.
Right, and then you find out this shit, and you're like,
yeah, like they're fucking doing like animal experiments on these Pokemon, you know? It's crazy right. to think about, you know, which we've kind of seen before with the Rhydon, but the Rhydon, you know, it was somebody else's Pokemon, and this we were assuming it's a wild Pokemon, you know?
Right.
We're under the impression that it's a wild Pokemon.
Right. And it has to be, because Red is able to put it into a Pokeball mm-hmm. that we'll see at the beginning of Chapter 20. But
yeah,
we don't know much more than that. And we don't want to on the podcast cover into Chapter 20 right now, because we're covering 19. So,
yeah.
But. Yeah. Anyway, I hope that y'all are enjoying Gotta Read Them All.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for chapter 20.
This was a fun, interesting chapter.
Yes.
Like, I was like, oh my god, like, what the fuck?
Yes.
It was cool. It was cool to see Bill come back, you know, and get reference to way, way back. I think in like chapter 7, maybe chapter 6, yeah. He showed up.
Yeah, and he was he had like fused himself with a Rattata. So
yeah, he was a Rattata, you know. Yeah,
but yeah. Well, anyway, guys, thanks for watching. Stay tuned for chapter 20. Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And stay tuned for chapter 20 coming out later on. And as always, see you next Tuesday.
Bye.